The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nazir Daf Samach Dalad. The Gemara on our Daf Samach Dalad continues to discuss different forms of Tumas Meis and how they affect a Nazir in his halacha that he's not allowed to come tummy from a Meis. We discussed in Daf Samach Gimel, in the shiur Daf Samach Gimel, a practical application of Tumas Meis in our times, in terms of a procedure that's done sometimes by a dental surgeon when one has an infection in their jaw and there's a hole created by the infection, that the hole's filled up a human bone, ground up human bone. And the question was primarily in regards to a kohen. If a kohen is allowed to walk into a dentist's office which has this ground of human bone in it, and that we already finished discussing, we said that he could walk in based on the fact that the ground of human bone is probably from a goyim. And not only is it from goyim, but we could assume there's not enough of a shear to create tumas oil in any one container, in any one room which has this ground up bone. In terms of a kohen himself having this procedure done, if he himself has the infection, so then we said that we have to deal with tumas maga, tumas masa, and tumas oil. All different forms, different ways how a person can come tame from the etzem, from the bones of a mace. Now we said tumas oil is not a concern, for the same reason why he could walk into the room, he could also have this bone put into his mouth, because it's not going to be enough of a shear to create tumas oil. We also said that since it's from a ground of bone, generally seems to be from goyish bodies, not from a yid, the yid would not allow this to be done to him. So therefore for a tremendous tzarech, a tzarech gadol, we would allow a kohen to become tame from the tumas oil from a goy. Now the question is in regards to tumas maga and masa, the tumah of touching a dead body, as well as tumas masa of lifting up and carrying a part of a dead body even without touching it. Now, although we said that Me'ikra Adin, Kivrei Akum and Amatame Ba'oil, that a kohen, although the Mechaber and the Ramah say a kohen should be Machmer, not to become Tame Tumas Oil from a goy, but we said that the Ramah said that Me'ikra Adin, the Alocha is that Mutter to become Tame Tumas Oil from a goy, even for a kohen, and just the Shulchan Aruch says to be Machmer, so when the Tzarech Gadol big enough need to be created Meikum. That was based on the opinion of Shimba Yechoi, which the Ramah Baskin like, that goy and Amatame Ba'oil. What about Tumas Mago Masa? So the Shach right away in your days, the Mishnayim days, Sifes, and Shach of Kandal says, Avba Magu Masa, Tumas Magu Masa, other ways of becoming Tameh, through touching or through lifting and carrying part of a dead body, Yesh Arim Da'afulam Akilam Oisrim. Some say that even those who are a Mako, but Tumas Oil, they ask, they say it's also for a coin to become Tameh from a Goy, Tumas Magu Masa, Chenir Da'afay Seisav Ayn Sham. That's how it seems, the opinion of the Beis Yosef. This is based on the Rambam, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Avol, as we discussed before, the Ram says over there, and we said in the previous year, that the Ram said the goyim are not matam ba'oil, and therefore a kever, a grave of a goy is tar, umutu l'koyin l'koyisham, a kohen is allowed to walk into a goyish cemetery, live there, I'll never say him, a step on their graves. But the Ram does finish off, the enay osir, elashayigah batumma, only that osir is if he touches the tumma, oishi yisa'ena, or if he lifts up, kosh b'yan yisham, the Ram looks tumas meis already said like this, the goyim are not matam ba'oil, but tumas mago masa does apply by a goy. Now there is an opinion of the Rishonim that even Tumas Maga Umasa is not a problem by a guy. The guy's Maimi over there brings a B'Shem V'Yireim. This is one sheet in the Rishonim, the sheet of the Sefer Yireim, that could be going on Namatame at all, not even Maga Umasa. It's not clear in the Yireim exactly the Namatame at all, even if they are Matame, but Kahanim don't have to worry about Tumah from Goyim at all, only Tumah from Yidden. But according to the Yireim, there's no problem of Tumas Maga Umasa by a guy either. However, the Rambam Paschim is not like that. The Rambam says that even though Goyim are Namatame Tumas Oil, but Tumas Mago Masa does apply. If one touches or lifts a Goyish Meis, a Goyish Tabadi, or bones from a Goyish Meis, he does become Tameh, and the Kohen has to watch out for that. He has to be careful from that. So now the question is, this Kohen who's having this dental surgery taking place, although once the ground up bone is put into his jaw and it's settled in his jaw, now it becomes part of his body, and it's not Matameh, whether because of Tumah Blua, or even without the concept of Tumah Blua, that Tumah that's absorbed in the person's body is not Matameh, maybe the mere fact that it was connected to him, now it's bottled to him, it becomes part of his body. That could be discussed at a different point. How, for what reason it's not Matamiyim anymore once it's attached to him. But on the way in, the question is, as it's being put into his mouth, do we have to be afraid that maybe there's some Tumas Maga, Tumas Masa? Although we said that for Tumas Oil, the amount of human bone you'd have to have in order to create Tumas Oil is a tremendous amount, about 12 to 16 fluid ounces, which is not going to be relevant to us in our case. For Tumas Maga, Masa, the shear of bone that creates Tumas Maga, Masa is much smaller. The Mishnah says in all of his Perek Beis, in Mishnah Gimel, the Etzem Kisera, a small bone of a dead body, a small bone the size of a barley kernel, already creates Tumas Maga, Tumas Masa. One who touches it, or one who lifts it, becomes tamei from it. And since we said that Kahanim do have to worry about tumas maga and tumas masa from a bone from a gayish dead body, is there a way a kohen would be able to have this dental surgery done for him? So the truth is as follows. The Mishnah says in Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Olas, that etzem shenechlok, let's say you take a bone the size of a sair, the size of a barley kernel, and cut it in half, it's split in half. So now, is it metame or is it not metame? It's machlekes Rabbi Akiva or the Biechla Benuri. Rabbi Akiva says it's metame, it does make him tame. However, Rabbi Biechla Benuri argues in him, Rabbi Biechla Benuri says it does not make the person tame, the person who does mago masa, it does not make him tame. And the reason Rabbi Biechla Benuri says is because the Torah talks about the etzem adam, etzem, the bone of a person. Etzem v'leyach tamas. After one bone, once the bone is split into two, then it's etzem shenechlok. The bone is split into two. It's considered tamas. It's as if it's two different bones. And two different bones together do not combine to make the shear, to make a person tame. So how do we paskin? So really, the Gemara and Nazir, Nafnim Beis and Beis, is pretty clear that in this case we're going to go to the Akiva. Because here it's not the Chacham who argue with him. It's only one Tana. The Yechla Benuri argues with him. Halacha is generally like Rabbi Akiva when only one Tana argues with him. Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. And that's how the Rambam paskins also. So Perek Dal Milchus Tumas Meis. Halacha Dalid. The Rambam says the Etzem Gesero, a bone the size of a barley kernel, Shnechlok Lashnayan got split into two. Matame Vemasa. It's Matame Tumas Masa. So we see over here in the Rambam that he passes like Rabbi Akiva. Even if the bone gets split into two, it creates Tuma. So over here, even though we have a tremendous amount of small ground up pieces of human bone, bones from a dead body, since the halacha, the etzem, shenechok l'shnayim, is metame, so it would seem that the kohen has what to worry about, it could become tame. The truth is, if we look carefully at the Lashon Rambam, it says metame v'masa, it's only tame t'mas masa. That means if one lifts it up, and one moves it, he becomes tame. However, the mere fact that one touches this bone or splint does not make him tame. And the question is why? So the Kesef Mishnah says that the pshat in this Rambam is, that it's only talking about Masa, Nava Maga, is based on what the Rambam says, Halacha Hey, the next Halacha. Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Kizayis of Basar and the Mace, Kizayis of flesh from a dead body, they cut up into small pieces, and then you stick the small pieces back together, you glue them together, Dovka, Riza, Dovka, you smush them together, Matamim Ba'oil of a Masa, it's Matamim Tumas Oil of Tumas Masa, Ainam Matamim Maga Tsasa, if someone touches part of it, it's not become Tame, even though someone attached it all together now, so you touch part, you might think it's as if you touched the whole thing. A connection that's made by human being, that means if you have a few pieces of buster, and someone connected and made them into one, and now it's exactly all together, that's not considered as if they're connected, that's not considered as if they're one. If you take from a dead body and call it a exactly buster, and then you touch it, it's considered as if you touch the whole exactly. But if you take a few pieces that are less than exactly, and a human being sticks them together, and then someone touches one part of it, it's not considered as if you touched all the different parts. It's only considered if you touch the part that you touch. Because chiburi adam, a connection of different pieces that's made not naturally by the Eibishter, but made by a human being, that's not a chibur, it's not considered a connection. So, because the Mishnah is saying that the reason why the Ram holds the etzam keserah shnechot l'shnayim, a bone that's split into two, is not matam b'mago, is because of this Ram halacha hey. Because chiburi adam ain't a chibur, it's only connected by a human being. Now, the achronim find this to be very shver, this proud of Kesef Mishnah. The Mishnah Achrona and the Tiferes Yisrael, they argue with this Kesef Mishnah, how the Kesef Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam. These Achrona point out that the Rambam later on in Perek Dal, Alochi Yadal, says that if there's a mace and there's a kazayis of basar from the mace and it's split into two, and a person touches the two different parts of it with one finger, let's say he touches one part, with a different finger he touches a different part, he does become tame. Yesh negev v'chayis of negeya. It's machayis tanam in Perek Gimel and Olos Mishnah Aleph. And the Rambam passes that if one touches two different parts at the same time, it does add up to a shear, it does add up to kazayis to be metameim. So the same would apply by etzem shenechlok, a bone that was split into two, if one touches the two different parts, it would add up to the shear of a sa'ir, the shear of a barley kernel from metameim. The Rambam Halacha Hey is saying something else. The Rambam is discussing if you have a kazayis basa split into a few parts, then someone stuck it together, and now a person touched only one part, so the Rambam is saying that's not considered as if he touched all the parts, because they're considered still separate parts. However, if one does actually touch the different parts, and touch all the different parts at once, he would become tame from it. So these achrayim, they argue on the Kesef Mishnah, and they say that the reason why the Rambam says etzem keserah shnechlok l'shnayim is tamei masa, and the Rambam does not say that it's tumas maga when one touches this etzem shnechlok, this bone that was ground up or split into different parts, is for a different reason. They say Rabbi Akiva agrees to Yechla Menuri that the etzem v'leasomis in regards to maga, only tumas masa. Rabbi Akiva feels that etzem, that a bone that was split into two, you can become tamei if you lift the different parts at the same time. But tumas maga, he agrees to Yechla Menuri's drasha of etzem v'leasomis. So Tumas Maga would not concern us. So in our case, with the ground up human bone being put into the kohen's mouth, Tumas Maga is not going to concern us now for a variety of reasons. Because the Mishnah would say that altogether, Etzem Shnechot B'Shnaim is only Metame Masa, and now Maga based on the Rabbi Malacha Hei, even though the other Achrenim argue, there's a Teres Chaim and Chulim that Shekvega brings down, and there's a Rishash. Many Achrenim argue that the Mishnah Pshah and this Rabbi, besides that we mentioned these Mepharshim of the Mishnah over there in Olas, but the case of the Rama Locha Hey, that will apply to us as well. That Heter will apply to us as well, because by us, if the human bone is ground up, there's no way that all the different parts of bone that are going into his mouth are all making contact with his mouth. Only the ones in the lowest layer, the bottom layer, they can be touching him on the way into his mouth. But all the other layers of ground up bones, many tiny little particles, they're not actually touching him. So the fact that all these particles of bone are stuck together, the Rambam says, Chiburi Adam Eina Chibur. That's not considered as if the person of the kind is touching all of them. He's only touching the ones that he's actually touching. But all the additional ground up pieces of bone, it's not considered as if he touched. So therefore, everyone would agree over here that you don't have a shear of a Seirah. And also, you have the way these Achrenim say there, Bekir agrees to Vilch Menuri, that there's a drosha assembly at Thomas in regards to Tumas Maga. So in regards to Tumas Maga with ground up bone, we don't have much to worry about. So that leaves us with Tumas Masa. The question that comes down to is Tumas Masa. That when it gets put in the kohen's mouth, so before it becomes bottled to his guf, or before it becomes to a blua, do we have to be afraid the kohen is being noisy? He's lifting up the size of a Seirah, size of a barley kernel worth of bone. Now the truth is that the kohen, unless he moves during this time, it's unlikely to have Tumas Masa, because he's actually not moving it or holding it up. He's not really doing anything. The dentist, the doctor, the surgeon is putting it into his mouth, and at that point he's going to let go. It's going to become part of the kohen's body. So it's highly unlikely in Messias, practically speaking, that there will be an issue of Tumas Masa. Now that we eliminate the issue of Tumas Maga, the problem of the kohen touching the bone, because we said when it's ground up, it doesn't really create a problem of Tumas Maga. You're not going to have a shear for Tumas Maga. Tumas Masa, for a practical point of view, is not such a concern. In the case one would be worried that there would be a practical concern of Tumas Masa, there's still reasons why it wouldn't be a problem in this case. The Biskarov says that only a etzem kshenechot, the Rambam says, only one bone that gets split in two, it's nechot b'shnayim, and the two parts together add up to a keserah, that's the tam b'masa. But if you take a few different bones, and you cut them up, and now you add up different pieces from different bones, that does not add up to etzem keserah. Now in our case, where we said that there's ground up bone over here, and this container coming from all different people, all different bones, all different people, it's highly unlikely that you can have the size of a keserah, the size of a barley kernel, in the kohen's mouth, from one bone. It's going to be from all different bones, from all different people combined together. So the Biskarov learns in the Rambam, even though we pass them like Rabbi Akiva, that Etzem Shanech, like a bone that's split into two, it does create so much masa. However, it's only if it's one bone, but if it's different bones being combined with each other to create the shear, that's not going to be enough to create so much masa. The Biskarov says that Rabbi Akiva agrees to Be'ich Manuri's Drasha, Etzem Voyasomus. That has to be one bone and not different bones. Rabbi Akiva just feels that with one bone split into different pieces, that's still considered one Etzem, one bone. However, in our case, according to the Biskarov, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, others do not learn the Rambam like the Biskarov, and they say that even if you take different bones and combine them with each other, different pieces of different bones, it does add up to the shear of Etzem Keserah that can have so much masa. However, could it be from two different people, or maybe that much has to be from the same person? The Tosfos Dan Sheshem and the Mishnah Achrona, they want to say that it has to be from the same person. They say that even Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, they have a machlekes legabe from one person, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva, but legabe from two different people, that's already too much to be machmer and say that even the bones are from different people, it adds up to a shear. It's not clear if Rabbi Akiva even himself says that Tomei in such a case. Rashi and Nozer seems to say, the Rishon that's Miuchas to Rashi and Nozer seems to say that you do have Rabbi Akiva's opinion that it does get combined, even the bones of different people, it gets combined to Etzem Keserah for Tumas Masa, but certainly not clear if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva in such a case. Rabbi Kveger on the side of his Rambam, the Badaik and the Rambam, the only Etzem for one person, but not from different people. So whether Rabbi Akiva and the Chum and Rabbi Akiva and whether they do have Machlekes or don't have Machlekes, like bones from different people adding up to Etzem Keserah, that's not clear. But in terms of the Psak Halacha, we would have the Tais Nash Hashem and the Mishnah Chorina and Rikveger, all these Achorinim would say that once from different people does not add up to Shir of Etzem Keserah. The Biskarov would certainly say that, because he says that Rikiv only says it from one bone, not from two different bones, so certainly from different people it's not going to add up. So on the one hand, you have the Tais Nash Hashem and the Mishnah Chorina and Rikveger and the Biskarov, they would certainly be made to say it does not apply at all to Mas Masa in our case, where it's ground up different bones to different people. The Karen Oyer and Nazir and the Chaznish, they both say that Rabbi Akiva would apply his halacha that does combine the shir keserah either with bones of different people, and they say that we would pass like Rabbi Akiva in this case. So we have the Karen Ur and the Chaznish would be machmer, and the Anshe Shem and the Mishnah Achrona and the Kveg and the Biskarov, they would be mekel. In our case, where it's hard to imagine from a practical point of view this issue of Tumas Masa altogether, the kohen is actually lifting it up, And most Achronim are saying that would not apply to us Mas here anyway, because we would not combine bones from different people to create the share of Etzem Gesera. So Tumas Mas will be out of the picture. Tumas Mas, we already discussed, is not an issue over here for several reasons. Because it's ground up bone, we don't have a problem with Tumas Maga in the case of ground up human bone. So Tumas Maga is out, Tumas Masa is out, Tumas Oil, we certainly don't have a share of Roiva Atomas of 12 to 16 fluid ounces for Tumas Oil. And anyway, we said Tumas Oil from a Goyish bones, we can make over the big enough Tara altogether. So therefore, it would come out Lalocha that a Kohen would have such an infection in his jaw or in his body, and for some reason he'd have to have human bone used to fill up the hole created by the infection, there would be no problem, and the Kohen would be allowed to have the surgery, this procedure done. And even if the Kohen would want to come with somebody else who's having this procedure done to a dentist office where there's no other issue of tumma, not a hospital, but a dental office where the only issue of tumma is from this ground up bone, and the Kohen is just walking into the room, and the whole issue would only be of tumas oil, and tumas oil of goyim, as we said, tumas oil of goyim, there's room to be made to begin with, but especially over here, where it's hard to imagine there'll be enough of a shear of 12 to 16 fluid ounces from one mace, from one dead Goyish body, we could certainly be made, and the Kohen will be allowed to come in and walk into the office of the dental surgeon. It would not be a problem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.